Get 15% off a set of BrakeBest Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come in, everybody, the Jacob Draft Special. Day three, Jeremiah Trotter Jr. lands in Philadelphia, following in his father's footsteps. Also drafted Anaya Smith out of Texas A&M. John, we'll get to Trotter Jr. first. Undersized, but very young prospect. Obviously, his dad had a legendary career in Philadelphia. And at the end of the day, this is football. This is entertainment, right? And he will make an entertaining, awesome pick. And continue the story of Trotter in Philadelphia. What's your first take?
Yeah, Howie making fans happy is my first take. Obviously, you know, earlier in the process, I didn't think there was any chance that Jeremiah as a legacy pick would be in the second round or even third round conversation. But you start readjusting when you get to the fifth round. And at this point, you know, it looks like a value pick, very good college players. You mentioned undersized, much different than his father, who was, you know, that big old school 260-pound downhill type of linebacker, the Axeman, physical. And those players really don't exist now in the modern NFL. So different type of player, same name. Probably didn't want him in the second or third round, but in the fifth round, I think it's a great value pick for the Eagles. And on top of it, the cherry on top of that is you do make the fans happy because they're going to be excited by this.
Yeah, and fans make the cash register go burr. So I'm not surprised that they at least put some weight into that. And, John, I like the fifth round. Like you said, you take this guy in round two or three, there's that pressure, there's the name. All of a sudden, he feel, you know, the fans want him to contribute right away. I think the fifth round kind of allows him to get his feet wet, learn the NFL, and has a chance to carve his own path. Add that with his father being here. He's undersized. I saw some comps. N'Kobe Dean, I saw TJ Edwards as a comp for him, so kind of maybe in between those two. So a similar style to the linebacker they like. But anyway, I do like where they drafted him. I think it bodes better for the player overall.
Yeah, when you're looking at a value, I mean, the name is still going to be – Howie talked about this pre-draft when he was talking about whether it's local kids from Temple or what we just went through with Hassan Reddick and DeAndre Swift and Olamide Zaccheaus, whether it's St. Joe's Prep and Temple, whether – you know, local in any way. And Jeremiah grew up here, Jeremiah Jr., and knows the passion of the fan base. And Howie mentioned that could be a positive that they understand what the city is about and understand what the fan base is about. And the fifth round, but he's always going to have that name. He's always going to have the Trotter name. And people are going to compare him to his father, and that's going to be difficult to live up to. But as you mentioned, some of the comps, I mean, I don't know how you compare T.J. Edwards and N'Kobe Dean, never mind T.J. Edwards, N'Kobe Dean, Jeremiah Trotter. T.J.'s at 240.
Yeah, they're completely different. That's why I said, yeah. Is Trotter right in between them or something or what?
Yeah, I think he's more athletic. I don't think he's as instinctive as T.J. But we'll see. As a fifth-round pick, I think it's a good value. The Eagles needed to add a body at linebacker. And by the way, if he does show up in the summer, I think it's in a position to where you can say to him, you know what, he can compete because there's no proven nature to N'Kobe Dean's game. Devin White is on a one-year prove-it deal. So he's going to have an opportunity that most fifth-round picks don't have because – you're not expected to talk about, they're not expected to compete for starting level prospects. And I think if you even want to go back to getting a potential wide receiver three in the fifth round, that's also tremendous value. So Howie's doing a good job on day three of the draft. He's added future picks as well. All of this enters into the mix. So, some good stuff from Howie Roseman thus far.
Yeah, John, and let's real quick. I know you got to be quick right now. I've got press conferences coming up. I just want to get your take on Anaya Smith. For everybody watching, John and I will do a full recap later today. We will dive deeper into the Jeremiah Trotter Jr. pick and all the other day three picks. But, John, what's your take on Anaya Smith, a potential slot wide receiver? I've seen a lot of good things on him. What's your takeaway?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think he's a good fit. The Eagles could use some competition for Paris Campbell, who's brought in as a veteran player and has had, you know, one solid year early in his NFL career. So to bring in a player who can compete at that particular position, you know, it's not necessarily that he's going to beat him out or anything of that nature. But, again, if he shows up in the summer, performs well, you also have another option as a returner.
Yeah, I was going to go there.
As a punt returner and a kickoff returner. So, you know, he can do both. And kickoffs are going to be more relevant with the rule change. Britton Covey's going to get some competition. So that's never a bad thing.
Yep, and Eagles did trade up, by the way, to get Jeremiah Trotter Jr. They get rid of their sixth-round pick. They move up from 164 to get to 155. So as of now, assuming no more trades, which is not a smart thing to assume, just two picks remaining, 171 and 172, I believe. Any quick predictions before I let you go on what those might be or where Howie might go with them?
No predictions yet, man. My head's swimming. I got to talk to Cooper DeJean. I got to get conference calls with Anaya Smith and Jeremiah Trotter Jr. So day three of the draft is a whirlwind. So
we're calling a shit show.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I haven't even thought about those extra two picks yet.
All right, Johnny Mac, I'll let you get out of here. Go get that stuff done, and we'll talk later on the recap.
All right, thanks, Andrew.
All right, thanks, Johnny Mac. There's John McMullen live from the NovaCare. Good stuff from Johnny Mac. I'm pretty pumped up about this Jeremiah Trotter Jr. pick. I know there's a lot of different fans. He's an undersized player, undersized linebacker. But look, this is the fifth round. How many, you know, players do you take in the fifth round that are serious contributors to a football team? You get this low, you take some of the pressure off the player, you bring in a guy that knows Philly, was born and raised in Philadelphia, went to high school at St. Joe's Prep locally in the city down in Girard Avenue. So pretty good stuff. I'm a big fan. Obviously, I'm a prep graduate myself, so I have maybe have that bias, and I like Jeremiah for that reason. But come on, guys, this is football. It's supposed to be fun. Being a fan of your team is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be enjoyable, and they continue this legacy of the Axeman. I think it's pretty good stuff all around, and I don't know much about the wide receiver other than what I've read since he was drafted, but seems like a good player. Seems like a good type of player for this offense. A slot guy. He's fast. He's shifty. Can potentially, you know, create some mismatches on the inside and potentially open things up for your star-studded lineup on the outside. So pretty good round three. Howie's been done a lot of shaking and baking. I saw a tweet. Let me see if I can pull it up real quick. A tweet from Adam Schefter that the Eagles, give me one second, I'll pull it up. Eagles are now up to 7 trades in this draft, most in the NFL and tied for their most draft day trades since 1990 and the 7 that the Philadelphia Eagles made last year. So Howie just moving up, moving down, moving over, getting next year's picks. He really, you know, everybody was wondering, what's he keep trading back for yesterday? Well, this is why he does it. He gives himself leverage. He sees a player he likes. He wanted to go grab Trotter. He moves up 8 or 9 picks, I think it was, 164 to 155, 9 picks. Gets his guy. It makes all of Philadelphia happy and addresses the linebacker position. Take the name out of it for a second. Everybody's looking for a linebacker. We got a linebacker, and I like it. I think it's a promising pick. I know – you know, some people say he's not his father. He's not that great. He's a fifth-round pick. But, look, you're taking shots in the dark in the draft. That's what the draft is. That's even what the draft is in round one. You know, look at Philadelphia's round one draft history. So, you know, that's how it goes. And I think the other elements of this player make it a great pick. I do know he's much better in zone than man. But he did have 4 picks, you know, 4 picks, I think, last year. So, definitely has some good instinct. You know, I read that you can tell he was born in a house and grew up in a household where his dad was an NFL, a star NFL linebacker. So pretty good stuff. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Don't forget to like the show. I'm going to have Johnny Mack back on and we're going to dive a little bit deeper into 171 and 172. And then we'll do a recap on all the day three picks. Everybody's fired up about the Trotter Jr. pick. I'm pretty fired up about the Trotter Jr. pick. Pretty good stuff. Let's do a little chat check over here. Shout out to brother Hannibal. Anais is an intriguing pick. I would agree with that. I like the Anais Smith pick. Seems to fit what the Eagles needed, you know, and as Johnny Mack said, some competition for Paris Campbell, who I don't think it was a good idea to be complacent with and go into the season, you know, happy at that position. Here's Danquan. That's a good take right here. They're still prospects. Got to trust their coaches. You know, I think the Eagles did get a good defensive coach this year. They have a better defensive coach than they had last year. So maybe a guy like Trot Jr., who comes from a, you know, background where his dad's in the NFL, maybe he absorbs some of that coaching, you know, much quicker. So let's see any other chats in here that are worth hitting on. And anybody in the chat wants to ask something or talk about something, please drop it in there. And I will get to it. Thanks, everybody, though, for tuning in. Make sure you like the show. Help Jacob Sports grow as a network, grow as a platform. Help us reach more Eagles fans. We appreciate you being here. That's going to do it. I don't see much else to hit on in the chat, but I do appreciate all of your contributions. There's my boy Flexin and Steppin. What's up, Flex? Good to see you here, man. Appreciate your support, as always. But there you go. Anais Smith, slot wide receiver. Should be pretty good, but we'll see how it pans out. Obviously, can't get too optimistic yet. You know, these guys have to get jock straps, as Cilio always says. But Trot Jr., I mean, I think that's a fun pick, right? We're fans of the team. We like there's some element of that that exists. So I'm pumped for that reason. Like I said, Sancho's prep guy, grew up in Philly, and now he's going to have a chance to follow in his father's footsteps. Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome story that Howie continued on. And it's a fifth rounder. It's a late fifth rounder. So, you know, low risk. So good stuff, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll be back live again with Johnny Mack, where we're going to do a full recap of the day. You know, some good picks today, some not so great picks. I'm not a huge fan of the running back. I thought there was a better option at running back at that slot, but Eagles liked him for whatever reason, and we'll see how it all shakes out. I could be completely wrong, and I'm perfectly okay with that. But thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We'll see you on the recap. Don't forget to like the show on your way out. See you next time, everyone.